ever since I was a youngin'.
And I told that bitch, you better not be yelling at me too loud because it's Wale Mania this week. You catch a mean ass leg drop, ho.
Get sharpshooter real quick. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing I like about wrestling is they don't give a fuck about hitting a bitch.
So much space when I pop my tape, can't feel my face. Can you feel yours too? I got this here. Might have to chop that up, put pussy with. She swat the dick, might have to mop that up. She say what's happening, I'm trying to fuck.
This sound like a song you need to come out to as a wrestler.
You know what I'm saying? Listen. Sucio boys in the building. Listen, we got the tag team champions of fucking all the shithousery. Belts in hand, all that you niggas can't stand. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, the time gun. Team of niggardness is here. Man,
let's go. Listen, maybe it's a happenstance, or it just so happens to be on the eve and precipice of Wale Mania, WrestleMania, Mania weekend. You dig? All this shit's about to go down. Cuzzo was going to represent in full effect for all the Sucio boys. We got family and friends that are all going to be out there meeting and greeting with King Sucio himself. You know what I'm saying? Reigning intercontinental nigga. You know what I mean? Without further ado, let me just go ahead and introduce this nigga. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can direct your attention to the red corner and introduce you to my tag team partner, a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in the Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. Ladies and gentlemen, it's him, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering. Sir, how are you and how do you do?
Man, I'm good, you know. Like I said, I need to, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, it's WrestleMania, people. It's WrestleMania, people. So, you know, I'm already excited. The Rock is back in wrestling, whooping ass and taking names.
Love to see it.
He's been whooping white men with weightlifting belts every chance that he gets. And I scream reparations every time I see it. Sure, y'all know I am the most happiest about that. You know, just out here, man. Gonna get on my $11 flight tomorrow.
Look at him.
You know, $11 round trip. Holler at your boy. I'll show y'all how to travel like that. But it's not on Spirit. It's not on Frontier. Some dumbass nigga was like, "Oh, are you flying the plane?" Like, nigga, for $11 round trip, no, I'm not flying the plane. I have what they call air miles, and you just have to pay the taxes on it. Mm. You know, I'll teach you how to do these things, ladies and gentlemen. It's the big homie Sloan Kettering, Sky Daddy's favorite, a.k.a. Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hemmers.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the Petasaurus. The Great Value Zach Fox, the High Chief Petty Mavia, you know, Trody Rose, I mean, the African American Nightmare, Trody Rose, Dean Trelinko, did I say Trollman Reigns, Dickolas Cage, Dick
Wait,
Flair.
Wait, did you say Dickolas Cage?
No, Dickolas.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm married now, guys. I can't call myself Dickolas Cage anymore. Dickolas Uncaged. Yeah, I can't call myself that anymore. But you know, Dickolas Cage. Darn, I was.
Yeah, I know you were on a roll.
I was
so
on a
sorry.
Roll and you threw me off. Dickolas Cage, Zach LaCream, Dick Flair, Dab Judah, Dab Jetson. Why smoke like a Flintstone when you can smoke like a Jetson? You know, get high in the future, baby. Shout out to Dr. Dabber. If I got a Dr. Dabber product in my hand, Which I do. You might as well call me Latrell Smoke Well because she should be choking me. Let me see if I got any more names. Oh yeah. It's Mr. L1R1XO, and I'm about that jam. If you play Madden, if you play Madden with Vic on the cover of My People, you already understand. And I'm always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Luke Belair and Champagne, baby.
Hey, let
Oh,
him
in play
know.
dogs, what up?
Yeah, boy.
You
Know what I'm
know,
saying?
Dr. Dabber, 710 Labs, Sexual Chocolate Factory, and Grow Gang Inc. See, I did it again, guys. Yes, look at that. I didn't even have to read a cue card.
Three for
Also,
three.
shout out to the good people over at Jail Blasters who support the Susio Boys, I mean Susio Sports podcast.
Yeah, boy. Thunic that supports the Aim High podcast. Man, out here
Out here.
doing things and stuff. Listen, ladies and
Hey,
gentlemen,
Buckies, y'all need to come fuck with me. I always
man,
got y'all
listen, if we could
merchandise on.
get a Bucky's fucking sponsorship, it's over.
We are out of here.
It's over. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, over in the motherfucking black corner.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough.
But who am I?
Sure enough.
Who am I?
Sure enough.
I can't hear you.
Sure enough.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Shogun's in the building. Listen, number one rule in the universe, protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come through with heat and cop shit clean, you know what I mean? Curator of Convo in the building, One Punch Man was playing next to you. Can't liquor stand if you was outside from 99-2000, you already understand. I was back in the aunties on accident. I apologize in advance. Sorry, not sorry. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Paolo Baldini slide tackling niggas into the fourth row. Listen, sir, all ball, no call. Pele with the AK letting that whole thing spray, you know what I'm saying? Dropping bombs from outside the 18, putting them in the upper 90 because that's where I like to place them bitches. Double entendre, don't ask me how I did it. You already know, Master Bruce, Bubble Goose, Dirt Reynolds, Hotep Hibachi Chef, Petty Gordo, Flex Luger, the Shogun Swashbuckler, Captain Jack Sparrow, no hoes. The rum is gone, mate. Yeah. Big Wang Theory, Roberto Bugio, the Drokage of the Hidden Key, Spacely Spark It, you know what I'm saying? Yurt McGirt, Petty Pie May, I don't play. And as always, it's the 333 time reigning Pettyweight Champion of the World alongside the tag team. Pettyweight champions of the motherfucking Milky Way galaxy. You dig? So petty.
You see the belt in the background.
Yeah. So petty.
You see it. You see it.
So petty that niggas stole another niggas motherfucking theme song because we couldn't see him. Yeah, boy. Well, hey there, cousin. I know you are getting all geeked out. Let's tell the listeners where you're going here in a little bit.
I'm going to Philadelphia.
Sorry, I'm doing drugs, guys. But I'm going to
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
It's the Dr.
Not
Dabber.
Like fucking Springsteen, bro.
My bad. It was the Dr. Dabber, Brody. Going to Wale Mania, man. Mix it up with some wrestlers and some of the most popular people from black wrestling media and just black wrestling in general. Oh man, you know, got a haircut, feel fresh, pack clothes. Man, you know.
Yeah, you was doing a lot to get prepped and ready, man. I seen you cleaning sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Playing
Had to
about
get
seven pairs of sneakers.
Sheesh.
I drove. I was finishing up stuff on the farmhouse too in Texas. We're supposed to be getting rid of that by Saturday, Sunday, Monday, one of those days. But yeah, so
doing rich niggas shit.
You know, I had to go move my mother-in-law from one house to the next and make sure everything was good. My wife was like, we spent this much money. And I was like, how much? Yeah. You know, but we got everything. We got a new fence, new privacy fence put in a new house. She's older and she has the walkers or the mobility crutches and walkers and stuff like that with the seat. So we got her, we had her a ramp built in the front and the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Yeah, man. Got her strip lights all through the house. Especially in our closet, because our closet's kind of dark. So we put those LED strip lights, motion sensor lights in our closet. So we did the best that we could for the limited time that we had. But we made it work. We got her out. She stayed a couple of nights in the house. And we bounced. Because I had to come home.
Dig it. Dig it. Listen, you got to get ready for Wale. Now is
Balls. No Diddy, bro. No Diddy. No Diddy, bro. Because you said you got to get ready for Wale and then just never said Mania after that. Like, come on, brother. Brother, you got to be better than that. You just left me out there. Like, I was Meek Mill or something, brother. Like, you got to get ready for Diddy. Whoa. Like, I had to get prepared for that.
I'm so sorry.
Then you rushed into it and was back. I knew the question that was coming. It was like, is the wife coming too? So now I'm like going out here by myself, getting ready for Wale, and then my wife ain't going. Oh, shit.
Yo, about to set Sloan up with some juice booties.
Boy,
man.
You line me up Goonie booty style, bro. Damn, just had me out here like I was motherfucking Drake Bell and shit. Was about to set me up.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry.
I was gonna drink some champagne, and next thing you know, they was champagning.
Yo, putting niggas in champagne.
Right, putting asses in glasses.
Fucking disgusting.
Nah, shit.
Ah, shit. Ah, well, I'm happy for you, man. I know you got some folks to meet up with. You got our Dirty Water nigga correspondent, House.
Yeah, who will be on the show next week.
Yep, to definitely christen the show with Dirty Water Niggas, but before
with
we
Dirty
get
Dirty Water Nigga Energy.
Yes. Yes, can't wait for it. Listen, I know listenership and viewership is going to spike after you niggas get back just because of the Dirty Water shit that obviously we talk about. And you know, maybe there's a couple people that get checked off that list of yours. If you see them, we gonna see.
I can't say that somebody might get checked off the list. It won't happen in Wale Mania.
I've already
said that. Hey, if y'all don't bullshit like that at the only nigga event, then keep moving. Cause like if you wouldn't slap me at the fucking Wawa when I'm getting my coffee and you see me playing this day by myself, but you wait until later that night when you sauced up and we at Wale Mania and you want to try something, nigga, and that boy, you lucky I'll try to gut you like a motherfucking fish. Like, nigga, at that point, it ain't no fighting. I'm finna, you finna bleed out. You are finna bleed the fuck out.
About to get cooked.
But yeah, sir, how was your week?
It was good, man. It was good. Had a busy weekend. Obviously finishing up orders, getting more orders done. Finished a few pieces. I think that puts me close to 20 pieces done so far. I'm trying to get to 50, either art, designs, pieces, apparel, whatever, by summer. So we're going to see, I'm making pretty good headway, and I'm also getting commissioned to do more shit. So it's been a good week. Just been really busy. Been trying to find a new little beater, a little whip, but that's been to no avail just because of the lack of time had. So other than that, man, it's been cool. I've been chilling, man. I can't lie. Trying to catch up on sleep because I think I burnt my flux capacitor for sure in our brother Marty, who's not here with us. You know what I'm saying? He's here in spirit. He's somewhere on a flight right now. Liz, niggas be jet setting. But no, man, I kind of caught up on some sleep a little bit, but yeah, this week has been pretty busy already. So coming into from the weekend, we're supposed to do a tournament. I think we're going to end up canceling that tournament. And then we're going to focus on a fashion show, which we'll give about ourselves about 2 months out. So hopefully we'll have that. I think that's going to go on maybe during Cincinnati Fashion Week, but I'm not very sure when that fucking is, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just put a fashion show on and just, you know, put all my friends' brands and shit. So what's up? You know what I'm saying? So that's the next move. But other than that, fam, yeah, nah, kicking it. You know, kids are good, family straight. Yeah, I'm over here fried. You know what I'm saying?
That's always a good thing. I'm over here fried too. Twice baked potato.
Cooked muffin. Right.
And I just did a dab.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, man, Marty couldn't be here with us today. He's on a flight right now on his way back home. Out there making moves, making, you know, latest hits, bro. Listen, your latest hits definitely on your auntie's playlist. Your cousin is about to be birthed, you know what I'm saying? Conceived, if you will, by this newest track that's coming from Marty. So we can't say whom with, but just know this shit is fire. Yeah, man. Oh, speaking of which, I gotta give a shout out to Marty. Always trying to, you know, look out for people, but he hit me up and called me today and was talking to me about, I think, somebody he's working with on a project now or song now, and might end up turning into some work because he was asking about a mural and a piece to be done. So I was like, yeah, I can fucking do a mural. That's not hard. I was like, does he want a Jackson Pollock or what, man? Because I can easily just throw some shit up there and he's going to love it. Just saying. So my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Even when niggas ain't in the room, we always bringing up niggas' names in the room.
Facts.
But that's what you get with CDB Multimedia. You know what I'm saying? We always looking out. Damn, I got the hiccups. But anyways, niggas, let's get to it. All right. Now, of course, we're going to keep this light because obviously Sloan's got to catch a red eye or something early.
Stupid flight, 5:30 in the morning, big
yeah, dog. Knowing that nigga got beat her at 4. Let's see.
Leaving the house at 3:45.
Gross.
It's only 15 minutes. It's a 15-minute drive.
Oh, that's not bad. Should we do AB Dirty Water or the I think we're gonna save that last one. Just because we get to get out of here on flagrant. Dirty Water activities, or shall we address AB?
Let's address AB first.
Because AB was going fucking crazy.
That's also Dirty Water nigga activity too, so.
That's true. That is the absolute statement.
I feel like that is Dirty Water nigga activity, and I is a bitch.
So what was going on with AB? What was this nigga on that he ain't normally always? I swear he's like Kanye of Twitter.
Right. Well, Antonio Brown, AB, the chowder, for those of y'all that don't know. He's on a generational run on Twitter or X or whatever they call it now.
Greatest run I've ever seen.
With his CT ESPN, which is hilarious. He posted Sexy Red, well, retweeted something Sexy Red said, and then he asked her, does it squirt? And I'm pretty sure you all know what he's asking. Does that kitty cat
spit back?
And I didn't see her response, but my response was, sir, did you not see that video? She squirts diarrhea. That water that came out of whatever that liquid that came out of her was was Flint, Michigan dirty water. And I was like, ugh. Yeah, if that squirted on me, I'd be like, you take your sewer water pussy having ass on. That shit looked disgusting when it squirted. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I can't even do this, shorty. Like, I bet you it smelled like the back of an alley.
Man,
listen, what's crazy, though, it smelled like the bar on a college campus at 1:30 in the morning.
Dirty. Yo, what's crazy though is niggas have conversations that we were obviously in a space. I was at House. Speaking of House, our homeboy House usually hosts a Twitter space called Dirty Water. Dirty Water Nigga, and it's just great. It's fabulous. So if you get a chance, make sure you follow House on Twitter. I think it's MFN House or underscore House on Twitter. But yeah, somebody was like, oh man, you know, talking all this shit about Sexy Red, like, oh, you wouldn't back her. And I'm like, nigga, no, bro. Like, no. No, we were having the conversation. She's like, like they said already, the aliens off of Men in Black, the fucking, what are the fucking gremlins? Like, Sexy Red looks to me, looks like the one, like the ugly female gremlin.
Thanks.
Like, come on, bro. It's still nasty.
Sexy Red makes music for bitches who try to eat all four Kit Kat bars at the same time.
Yeah, no, Sexy Red definitely is the bitch that fucking makes music for bitches who wash paper plates.
Mm.
For sure. Mm. For sure. Like, and I'm not talking to good paper plates. I'm talking to bitches that disintegrate once any type of moisture hits. But that's crazy. So, AB, why would you ask that question, sir? You went from, and I know we just got out of fucking February, and I'm not going to disrespect, one of our queens, but you was trying to spit game at Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife. Then you asked Sexy Red, yo, CTE is off the charts. Somebody look after him. We pray for our brother.
Wow, that nigga the greatest nigga on the internet.
Right? I love it. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I love his internet presence because it's fucking hilarious. But yeah, no, that one right there, that's a question I wouldn't have asked. I wouldn't have.
Nah, ain't no way I would have asked that one.
Ugh.
I seen the video. If you don't take that motor oil cooch on.
Ugh. It's like a fucking muskrat. Ooh. Like, you know, you remember me saying I was on Twitter one time, and I think we were in spaces, and I said, I was like, man, this fucking reminds me, this is a fucking swamp donkey, and like niggas lost it. That's what I think about when I say that.
Yeah, she do kind of look like a swamp donkey. Like a project scutter butt. Mm-hmm. Like that, I can't even bring myself to be like, "Hey, yo, you see sexy red, bro? I wonder what that cooch squirt like. That shit like chocolate milk."
Like, you know, like, just if Musty was a person.
It looked like her car smelled like Newport 100s, VS body, VS love spell, and what's that? Casamigos
and feet,
and feet, and like weave and weave glue.
Yeah, yeah, and a little bit of weed.
Yeah, look, that was expected. Like a lot of bit of weed.
And
disappointment.
Yeah, and hella black and mild.
Right. She looked like she smoked a jazz black and mild with a wood tip. You remember those when they came out with the jazz black and mild?
Yo, what smoking is the jazz black and mild is crazy. Nah, bro.
Oh, but that wine window. That wine when you freak that bitch and put the back on.
That wine? Oh, man.
That wine with the wood tip. Yeah, I felt like a player.
She definitely smoked cloves, too.
Nah, she ain't shit. Cloves is for the earthy bitches.
Ah.
You know, the bitches that be wearing all the bright and earthy shit.
They look like they sell potions?
Yeah, the Erykah Badu bitches that look like they sell rocks. Yeah, let me get a clove. So you got a cigarette? Oh, I ain't got no cigarette.
I know a bitch selling potions in an RPG when I see one.
Right. She look like the type to be like Grand Rising King. Bitch, get out my face. Grand Rise this dick. I can't even go. What are you talking about?
Man, Grand but Rise? I will take one of them versus a fucking an earth rat.
No, sometimes some earth rats got the good cat.
I know.
I got to wear my hat like T.I. for that one. Sometimes some earth cats got the earth rats got the best cat. Hold on, let me adjust it like I'm what's his name? Brandy's brother, Ray J.
Ray J. You got to keep changing it every two seconds. Like anytime the film gets away.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, dog. I'm just saying, like,
yo, every time that clip kept going back to Ray J, that nigga's hat was in a new position. I ain't never seen a beanie worn so many different ways.
65 different ways. Ray J gonna start a how-to video, how to wear a beanie properly.
You gonna wear it like this? Oh my gosh. Like, there's a correlation between Ray J and Sexy Red.
Yeah, they cousins or something like that. They fucking cousins. But like, hey, ain't no way. I mean, Sexy Red with her check right now, plus she just had a baby, plus she like a hood rat. Yeah, I might clean that up. Get it sexy. As long as she don't squirt on me.
Listen, I'm here. The music, she's shitting on bitches right now. How long that's gonna live out, we gonna see. But at least in the meantime, I even on like one of them, I'm out here super dumb thirsty.
And she letting streamers hit for a certain amount. Get it sexy.
Musty. Coochie.
Hey, she made music for bitches with a lisp. Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
I don't even know what type of wings them bitches eat, but it's foul. It's like a musty bitch wing. It's interesting. That's a good question. We'll come back to that. There's got to be a set of like wings. What's hang on. What's a hood rat cuisine?
Hot pickle, some Flamin' Hots, a cherry wild Pepsi, 2 packs of Oreo cookies, and some M&Ms.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now what do they wash it down with?
A Pepsi, nigga.
Nah,
a
alcoholic cherry... alcoholic beverage.
Oh, shit, it really depends on where you at, because a lot of these, maybe some Hennessy, but she don't look like the type that got some money. So she'll probably drink like some E&J.
Ugh.
some E&J Black. She like, oh, this is $30. No, take that shit back, bitch. What are you? You brought me Irken Jerk Black? Like, ugh.
Don't love you at all.
But you said bring back something brown. No, not this. Irken Jerk is pretty much bottled sexy red skeet. I don't want none of that easy Jesus. Yeah, no, that shit.
Sexy red. Ugh.
Giddy nah. Sexy.
We gotta tweet that. E&J is just bottled up sexy red. That's crazy.
I'm finna tweet it now.
Dagger.
E&J.
Like niggas, it's shit. You know niggas fuck with her and fuck with E&J, but don't fuck with E&J. That's sexy red for sure. Oh god. All right. Other than that, AB wasn't tripping on anything else. That was a highlight. He was having a week.
Nah, he been on a tear with that shit, especially his crack of the other day.
Oh, craziness. Shout out to AB. Hope you keep it going. Absolute mayhem. We enjoy it.
Chaos.
You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised AB didn't have anything to say on the Diddy situation. I was definitely looking for commentary there.
Oh, you posted some stuff about Diddy. Like, yeah. The funny shit is the skits about going to Diddy house is hilarious.
Everybody's been cooking. I saw a nigga talking about going to a barbecue at Diddy's. Motherfuckers was talking about leaving Diddy's, and then they clipped a part of him where he was in the movie Get Him to the Greek. Like, oh, trying to leave a Diddy party, and he's like, you can't run from me. I'm black. Like, oh, no. Like, yeah. All of that shit. And some, who was it? MGK? Talked about that time he smoked a Jeffrey from Diddy.
Man, I do drugs, but I don't want to do Diddy drugs. That nigga over here mixing Molly and cocaine. Actually, I want to try that. That don't sound that bad. That pink candy?
Yeah, that shit will have niggas all hyped up. You gotta get that
look,
shit.
As long as it don't come with sexual assault, I'm cool with it. Like, as long as nobody's trying to get in between my cheeks.
True.
Yeah, because I can't go for that. No, can do. Yeah, man, like the world's crazy, man. Did he?
World?
Did he or didn't he?
Did he do it?
Did he do it? Take that.
Take 50 that. Cent is probably, aside from AB, 50 Cent has also been my favorite, like on the internet. 50 has been going crazy. They've been dropping 50. What the fuck was it? They've been dropping. Niggas just finding shit all across the internet. Pictures with him and R. Kelly talking about if you saw this duo when you pulled up to the party, what would you do? Like, so, yeah, I'm going to head out. I'm going to get up out of here, y'all. Nigga, you leaving? Yes.
Yeah, I'm out of here, big dog. Y'all bye. Badass. Bye, bitches.
What else? Fucking like the skits, like the internet and this Diddy shit is crazy. Also, I tweeted Dan Schneider because fuck that fat nigga. Nah, bitch, we ain't forgot about you either.
Oh, Jamie Lynn Spears, baby daddy.
Yeah. Amanda Bynes been trying to tell us shit for years.
Orlando Brown. They pluck your butt, fill you up with drugs, and then make you seem crazy.
Right. Right. So, yeah, this Diddy shit, the nigga been on a bunch of clips. He surfaced Stevie J being the most zestiest fucking clout chaser there is. You know, oh, I'm looking out for my boy. Nigga, I heard you was in them freak offs anyway.
A willing participant.
Heard you had a ticket.
They had to coax him into nothing. He was like, spread me out. Split a cat cow.
No. He didn't put up no fight.
Treat me right. He's telling that nigga, treat me right, daddy. That's crazy, big dog.
Oh, that is terrible. Nigga, that is terrible.
Drop all tackle right. In the booty hole. These niggas is wild. Drop tackle in the cheeks. Shit, man. Shit, this Dr. Dabber out of this motherfucking. This 710 Labs out of this Dr. Dabber got me zooted.
So is this what we consider the dirty water activity segment?
All of that was dirty water activities.
All of that was dirty water activities.
Yeah, her what dirt, other shit? Her dirty water squirt. Him asking.
What other dirty water activities you seen on the internet? I know niggas was selling their WrestleMania tickets.
They was selling their Wale Mania tickets too. I was like, who got y'all scared? It's like for like black people, Wale Mania is this like the biggest party for black wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black Wrestling Podcast. Fam, Mimi, Kyle, my man Math, and DDM. Like, it's a big thing, and it's good to see black people like me that look like me, sound like me, that's into wrestling. It's like, it's not like the nerds and shit like, oh my god, did you see CM Punk and shit like that? Oh my, Roman can't lose because Cody's got it. It's Cody. Man, shut that shit up. Nigga, be player about the situation. Like, it's cool to see cool niggas that like wrestling. You know, like niggas you would actually be friends with that like wrestling. And some of them are nerds about it, but shit, at least they like cool nerds about it.
Right. It's how you carry yourself, man. And that's where, like, you know, getting into some of the spaces too. And that's what I will say is that, like, there are a lot of folks in black wrestling. Shout out to everybody. Nasty Leroy, Shredder, dude. So everybody's been very inviting. And obviously it's been a while since I've had a chance to like watch wrestling or catch up on or know like any of the things that are going on, the drama behind it or the storylines. But it's just a fact in which like people have just been very open to like want to make you a fan. So the black wrestling fans remind me of One Piece fans in anime or like the big three, as they call them, right? So like if you're a One Piece fan, you're a Dragon Ball fan, or you're a Naruto. Yeah, but most people would argue what the fuck the big three even are, because they might say it's not even Naruto or Dragon Ball Z anymore. It's fucking One Piece, Bleach, and fucking, You know what I'm saying? So whatever. And then you're like, bro, you're getting way too out of pocket with this shit. And you look like you give musty hugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the folks in Black Wrestling that are just really like cool about it.
Musty hug giving ass nigga.
Man, you know what I'm saying? You know exactly who I'm talking about too. And y'all, I'm sure you fucking interact with these niggas all the time.
I won't be too close to smelling them. So
nah, of course. But you know a nigga stank just based off of their opinion.
Bro, I seen a picture of some people that I swear that picture smell like ass. Like, you ever seen it? You ever seen a group of people in a picture and you know them? And you like, ugh, this smell like burnt chicken grease. Newport shorts in a box. No, in the South Pack. In the South Pack. Some Reggie.
Some Reggie.
Some Reggie in the backwood.
Like a fucking stale backwood at that, bro.
Right, a stale backwood and some Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Bitch walking around with a bottle of M Dog 2020.
Man, and a flat Mr. Pibb.
The worst. The worst. It's some fucking Cookie Monsters sleeping pants.
It looked like 4 a.m. Walmart, bro.
Yeah.
Like one of the dirty ones.
If Walmart still was open after midnight.
Right. It's one of them 11:30s.
Right. That 11:15 Walmart.
Ugh. Oh, Lord. Anything else on the dirty activity? Mm-hmm. Dirty water niggas? Nah, we'll have way more. I can't wait for... next week when we get back, we'll have our field reporter in the dirty water atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? House will be in the building. We might even go live on Twitter with that one. I think I'll be able to get that figured out. So might be switched up a little bit. Audio might be a little bit different, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to have niggas on and tell us about their Wally Mania experience. Last but not least, you know, Sloan had this very interesting question, y'all. Does everybody have to consent if you're married to what kind of twin is it?
A conjoined twin.
Hmm.
I don't know if y'all seen this on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck they call it, but I don't know if y'all remember the conjoined twins a couple of years ago. They it's one body, two heads, basically. One of them got married. And I have so many questions. Like, do all three of y'all got to consent?
Ugh.
Like, that's the first thing. That's the first thing. And, like, secondly... Like, what is the sister who's not involved in the sex? What does she do?
What?
Like, what are you doing while the sister and the husband are locking eyes going to town? What are you doing? And somebody asked that. Somebody asked that, and they replied that, like, oh, she's like listening to music or listening to a podcast. I'm like, y'all are two heads on one body. So she's feeling the same shit you feeling. So like, that's crazy to be getting your ass cracked and be listening to like only murderers in the building and shit like that. Like you getting crinacked. And I have, another.
What if your sister starts sucking dick?
Right. What if your sister starts sucking dick? What are you looking at? Like,
I'm gonna close my eyes.
Like,
like
she's sucking dick, and like she's sucking dick, and you looking at the right thigh.
Yo, head game go crazy.
Right. Right. Like, now what if the non-participating sister get horny?
Is it technically a threesome?
Oh, it's always a threesome, dog. It is always a threesome. Like, how does she cut it off and be like, yo, all right. What if one is more kinky than the other one? So like, one might be into like getting punched and slapped and shit, and the other one might be way more docile than that. Is that rape?
Yo, what?
So and then I have another question. So what if the other girl, like the single sister, get a boyfriend?
Right.
So like, what is?
So who's that's coochie? Like a. That's whose coochie is it?
That's timeshare coochie, bro. That's the name of the episode. Timeshare coochie. Timeshare.
Yo.
Oh, but dog, that's timeshare coochie.
Oh no, timeshare coochie, bro. And that's what I'm saying. Like, does the other sister, what does she feel and not feel?
Like,
how much control? Where is the control stop? Who controls what? Because if you just the head and you just on this bitch's shoulder while she doing all the things that you don't want to do.
Bro, if I was the sister that was single and like I didn't like her boyfriend, I have him arrested for rape.
Yo.
And then I contest that shit. I was like, no, he wanted to fuck her, not me. And just because we share pussy does not mean I have to consent. Like, that is crazy. And what if you had like the ugly conjoined twin on you too? Like, dog, it ain't even like, hold on. Wait. Even if he sent her like freaky texts, you gotta use both arms. One head gotta use both arms to reply. So she gotta look at this freaky shit you getting sent too. Like, how does this work, big dog? I'm so confused.
Yo, but if he nut on your chest, who feel it?
They both would. But if my girl right there with a conjoined twin and my girl sucking my dick, you think I ain't gonna try to like stick my finger down her sister's throat? Like, it's gonna get kinky, bro. Cause I'd be asking, this is the shit that I need to know. Like, if I try to suffocate you with this wee wee down your throat, will you actually die because your sister can breathe for you? Yeah. You see?
Yo, but what if he busted nut on her face and missed?
I'm not accidentally missing. I'm trying to on purpose.
Yo, but what if the
but other what sister? If they but what if the other sister was with the shits though? You know how you like actually, you know, back in the day when you was not back in the day, but like before you were in a relationship and you was trying to see if the chick you was texting like was down for some kink shit. You accidentally sent like, and I put this in quotation marks, people, accidentally send her a picture of your dick, and then if she like it, she'd be like, oh well, we finna fuck. But if she don't like it, oh, big dog, big dog, it's a wrap for you. But you could do it like that, like accidentally send a picture of your dick and then shit get busting from there, or some slick shit you seen on Facebook. Like, not on Facebook, like on TikTok or on one of the social media, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit. But like, really though, I gotta holler at the sister and the doofy sister that I don't want, the attached sister. This bitch always the plus one. She always the plus one. And then what if she don't? That's one. Is there two stomachs? I would
Right.
like to know that because, like, because what if one be like, yo, I ain't going to no Olive Garden, but the other one down for Olive Garden.
Right.
But what if they did have two coochies? But like, that's crazy. Like, see, I got so many questions. I want to sit down and have a conversation with them, with the whole dynamic. I want to ask, dude, what made you holler at a conjoined twin with an ugly sister? Like, was the ass that fat? Because, like, her sister looked like a, what you said earlier, a swamp donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. That, ugh. Fucking night fighter. Oof.
There's so
That's,
many questions.
it's just
There's so many
so many
questions that I
questions,
didn't even
dog.
know that were questions. And I was like, and like I didn't even think about it because I'm like, nah. And then like I think just even prepping for this, I'm just sitting here like,
Bruh, like, what if you cracking your girl combined sister and you looking in her eyes and you like, yeah, I'm killing this bitch. And you look to the right and the other sister is stone face.
bro, what? You sweating on both them bitches.
Right. It's like, yeah, I'm putting
The
this.
hands, the ears touch, bro.
I'm putting this dick down. Yeah. Yeah, you look at one sister and she going nuts. And then the other sister just looking at you with her arm crossed, like, bitch, hurry
Wait,
up.
how's she going? She
Wait,
crossing one
what arm cross? Talk
arm.
about bitch, hurry up. It's, oh shit.
Oh, this is
Sure.
so obnoxious. Why is this?
But then what if the sister that's your bitch, you be cracking her and she's stone face, but her sister going ham. It's like, damn. But what if he get a divorce and marry the other sister?
Yo.
Like, it's too much going on here, big dog. Like, what drove you to this? Like, as the man, what nigga was like, yeah, I'm finna holler at these conjoined bitches.
That one bitch. That one bitch
But then, what if
on
he
the right.
cracking and you know, Shorty there and she the hype man? Like, in the porno, she would be looking at her sister with she got
Nah,
control of
bro.
the left arm and she be
Nah, you
choke,
gotta
bruh. She be choking her
relax.
sister, talking about take that dick, bitch. Take that dick, bitch.
Yo, what if her sister start choking
Right.
Who got the
Oh, who got the right arm? It's crazy. Oh man, this we should
arm?
not think like this, man.
Yo, when you gotta ask, which one of you bitches
Right. This better not be
my
right hand Rhonda, because you know I'm with left
fucking?
hand Linda. Shit.
Yo! I know one of you bitches is left. My girl left-handed. What the
Right.
fuck?
That is crazy, man.
Oh my gosh.
It's just
Yes.
like you don't like the sister that ain't got this outside the relationship. What if she don't like that nigga and just gotta let this nigga grind on top of her with a attitude, like the attitude all the time? But like, oh man, what if your sister wanna fuck and y'all out in public? And now you just standing there and bent over
Back
and phone
in.
call. While your sister
Imagine seeing that shit. Just a nigga bun.
Hey, bitches look like Ninja Turtle feet.
Yo, cracking his hole. Yo, I see four feet, three heads.
You see. That nigga cracking a bitch that look like, yo, like this. Right. Hey.
Yo.
They look like this. Captain Spock looking bitch.
No.
Oh, God. Okay. I can't, bro.
Oh.
I can't. Well, what if the other one really into some kinky shit while the sister getting crashed? Like, she just turn around and go with it. She be like, spit in my mouth, nigga.
Yo. Yo, he playing whack-a-mole with his dick.
Right. shit, whack-a-hoe.
Oh, my God.
But then, like, what if they both got boyfriends?
Yo.
And they both decide that they don't like one of the boyfriends fucking because he can't fuck.
Man.
What if one boyfriend be fucking and they both like it, and then the other boyfriend make him squirt? See, yeah. That's some shit you would have to deal with. Yeah. Think about that, sir. Think about fucking that.
I don't know how to process what just happened.
Yeah, bro. Like, you be chopping it up with, like, all right, so you know, you get cool with the sister boyfriend. And y'all go out to kick it or whatever. You be like, yeah. Do they be squirting for you? You like, what? Yeah, they be squirting for me. After that, dog, I just pack it all up. I'm just packing on the fuck up.
Yeah. Yo, how the fuck is the other sister gonna get married, bro?
They all together. We're all in this together.
Oh my God.
Bro, this is hilarious.
Oh man.
And
you
then what if they both got boyfriends? And they get pregnant. This is a classic. Whose baby is it anyway? Cause sheesh.
Yo, taking a pregnancy test with a conjoined twin.
Yo mama, auntie, yo munty. Imagine your mama saying you can't do it, but your combined twin auntie says yes. Who do you listen to?
Your mama auntie is fucking nuts.
Yeah, your munty is crazy, bruh. Like, especially if one combined twin is breastfeeding. Aww. And the other one don't want the baby to latch on to. Like, say if you got the right titty and she got the left titty, and your baby sucking on the right titty, and the left titty is full and ready
yo,
to go.
But
and your sister is like, yo, don't touch my titty. Yo, keep your fuck ass baby on your titty. This titty over here is mine.
Yo, titty lopsided as shit.
Titty lopsided as fuck.
It says C-A.
Right. Like, I don't want your baby sucking on my titty. I'll pump. I don't want to feel that close to your baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. Ain't no way out of that, but, you know. These boys are soon.
Yo, crashing out on conjoined twins is nuts. Where's Marty when we need him? That was definitely a Marty question.
Well, what if one is sucking your balls while the other one is giving you head? What if you stand in between them? Like if they sitting on their butt and you just like stand in between both of their heads and one eat your butt and the other suck your dick at the same time. Like,
nah, bro.
I wonder how they kiss. Is it like a group kiss? Also, I wonder this. What if one of them wanted to rub one out and the sister was like, yo, I don't feel like touching ourselves right now. No, nigga, give me this left hand, too.
Nah, nigga, I got this left hand. Domain expansion.
Left head, right pussy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, what if one...
Damn, do you gotta, like, flip a switch? Duh. When these bitches gotta... Who knows when it's time to pee?
Exactly. Like... Duh, what if one in the anal and one not?
Oh. Like, whose ass is really getting ate? Sorry.
It's just,
Sorry.
Wow. I just caught that. And on this episode. What was the title of this one?
Timeshare Coochie.
Time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, bro. My fucking face hurts. Y'all already see what this nigga about to be on.
I'm on straight bullshit.
Oh my goodness. So by the time this bad boy drops, just know that Sloan is going to be in Philly representing for the Sucio gang. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all our folks, fam, that are going to be out at Wale Mania. WrestleMania weekend. Be safe. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Episode 132 of the Sucio Boys Podcast. Sloan, before you get up out of here, let the people know where they can find you.
Y'all need to drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. You can find me somewhere in Philly with a cheesesteak and a blunt in my hand.
Yeah, why?
You know, I said, I want to smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. Don't let nobody take your butt unless you want to. If you want to, make sure you wear a condom. Fat women love you the best. Wash your belly button. Wash in your belly button. Take that time to get in that belly button and in your ears and shit like that. It's finna be the hot months are coming, so you need to wash thoroughly and often and wear deodorant. Also, send that girl send that person that you interested in a risky text and see how it go.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats a failure but a try. No diddy, unless you like to do diddy stuff. Like, I mean, not like the stuff diddy was doing, but like if you like each sex, same sex. Yeah, diddy. Take that. I wish nothing but nuts and sandwiches for y'all. I'm only talking because Marty not here and I'm just filling space. My time.
Listen, Ahun the Shogun, you can find me on Twitter, also known as X, A_Hun_the_Shogun, Facebook, TikTok and Instagram, a.hun.theshogun. And you know what I'm saying? I'm also on Snapchat. You can look me up, try to find me, a.hun.theshogun. Listen, fam, we're out here doing things and stuff. I hope that all the family has an enjoyable time. Take lots of pictures, make lots of memories. You know what I'm saying? Life is short. Don't take it too serious. Otherwise, you'll never make it out alive. Think about it, let it marinate, you'll understand it later. You know what I'm saying? SpongeBob, let people know how much we appreciate him, big dog.
Thank you for your patronage.
You know what I'm saying? Episode 132 of the Studio Boys podcast. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We will holler at y'all next week. We might be live on Twitter, so make sure that you follow Studio Boys podcast on Twitter. So then that way, and also follow CDB Multimedia on Twitter as well. I don't know where we're going to go live from, but we're going to figure it out. All right. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Bye, niggas.
And I told her, get your Hennessy breath up out of my face, bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye.
Bye.